that's when you're working in a dusty sort of environment, that's then an active way of sampling the aerosol composition. The other things we're going to find in air will be volatile compounds. So we can use passive or active samplers to collect volatiles. In this case here, a passive sampler then is a little lapel badge for personal collection of pollutants. We've got our ambient air here containing a volatile organic compound. The front of the absorbent is got a gauze that lets the air in. The absorbent itself here would be a compound like 10X resin. The 10X resin then is going to strongly bind organic vapour that's present in the ambient air. So the air is going in through the grill, back out the grill, and the organic vapour is getting stuck into the absorbent. The difference between an active sampler and a passive sampler is the passive sampler then simply uses a pump. So down here again we've got one of these little belt-mounted pumps, and that then is pulling a certain volume of air through an absorbent tube. And the absorbent tube then, we're now not relying simply on diffusion into the matrix bed. We're now taking a volume of air, passing it through the main absorbent bed, and we need to make sure that we haven't missed any, so we put a backup absorbent bed after it. Now, in the case of both of these devices, what happens next is you then take these back to the lab, use a polar organic solvent, and you then strip the analyte out of the absorbent bed. You know the volume of air, in the case of the active one, that's gone through that absorbent bed, so you're able to calculate the ppb of material that's just been present in the atmosphere. Up in this case, here, you're able to use some statistics for the amount of air that passes through that absorbent bed, for instance, at 8 hours, to back calculate what the ambient concentration must have been in that particular workspace. The function of the backup bed here, if you find anything in the backup bed, then you know your main absorbent bed was missing material, and you go back and redo that thing using a bigger main absorbent bed, because all of the analytes should be present in the main absorbent bed. You should find nothing in the backup bed.